It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Very thankful that you're with me today and hope that you enjoy the study of the precious Word as we look at the Word of God. We're in the book of Philippians once again. We continue the study there. I know we're going ever so slow, but there's so much there. And we've got so many verses of Scripture today that we're going to look through. But today we're going to be reading once again Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 through 19. So I'd like for you to look that up, Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 through 19. While you're doing that, I'm going to take just a few minutes and tell you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church in Hamilton, Illinois. We're located at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. It's always good to have you along with us. I hope that you enjoy the study. We do it so we can grow closer unto the Lord Jesus, to know the Lord Jesus, walk after the Lord Jesus, and enjoy the power, the strength, and the great joy that He has to give us. And so that's the reason we study the Word of God. Please that you come to know Jesus and walk after the Lord Jesus. Now, if you have found this verse of Scripture, I want you to follow along as we read. Philippians chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 15, and we'll read down through the 19th verse. Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 15. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal it even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them that walk so as ye have us for an example, for many folks of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose death, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious Word. Father, I ask You that You would just guide and lead us as we go through these many verses of Scripture today. I ask that You will draw each and every listener unto You, that they will first of all meet You at the cross of Calvary and be saved today. Please, Lord, that they bring You today and You say they're saved. Please, Lord, they have to meet You at the cross. And then, Father, as we meet You at the cross, we are saved by Your grace and we begin to grow. We begin to grow into the knowledge of You, Lord Jesus. We begin each day, and every day that we live, we should grow closer to You and know You better and walk with You. And it's that personal relationship that we talk about. It's not a one-time deal. Yes, salvation is. And as we have many verses of Scripture today, if we get that far concerning how we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and kept, because You come by faith to Jesus. But that walk, and to enjoy that walk, Father, I just ask that You'll lead us now, that we all may enjoy that walk. We all may come to Jesus, everyone that's listening, everyone. Please, Lord, draw them unto You today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, we looked at the verses of Scripture there, and the 15th verse, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And my prayer has been this week that you will look unto the Word of God, because that is the Lord Jesus speaking unto you, and we need to know the Lord Jesus. We need to know how He expects us to live, that He can use us, that we may separate ourselves from this world, this life, and serve a risen Christ Jesus. Please that you look unto the Lord Jesus, and we need to be so careful that we do not become minded of this world, and that could be even minded of your church, and you could be looking into other things. And I don't know what your church, how they instruct you. I don't know how they teach you or what they teach you. And I have told you very clearly that I want you to look into your church doctrine and see that the doctrine of your church is not contrary to the Word of God. Now, you're going to have to study the Word of God first. Before that, you must come to Jesus. Maybe your church doesn't believe and doesn't preach and doesn't teach that you must be saved. You must come to Jesus Christ and be saved by faith. Oh, turn unto the Lord Jesus today. Confess your sin unto Him and come with a repentant, broken heart that He can save you. And when you're saved, gloriously, wonderfully saved by the grace of God, and now we're ready for a sweet, beautiful walk with Jesus. And I hope today that you're going to start that walk today, that you've come to Jesus. Now I'm asking you that you come to Jesus by faith, that you listen to the Word of God, listen to my voice as it comes across this radio, that you need to come to Jesus and be saved today. Quit standing upon some old tradition, some old doctrine that you have and that says that you don't, that that's not necessary, that as long as you're a member of the church, that's enough. As long as you're baptized, that's enough. As long as you're faithful to the church and take the Lord's Supper or communion, whichever you want to call it, that's enough. It's not enough. You must come to Jesus. You must meet Him at the cross of Calvary, and you must be saved. Now come to Jesus. Now if you will come to Jesus today, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. You get all of the Holy Spirit immediately. And if you will turn to His Word and begin to learn, begin to gain the wisdom of knowledge of God that He can teach you through His Word, teach you of the Lord Jesus, teach you of the way that we are to walk and the way we are to talk and a joyful walk and a joyful time we can have in Jesus. I ask that you do that. And what we talked about last week is that you must play by the rules. You cannot play this, again, for a lack of a better word, this game, and that's a terrible word, because that's not what we're doing. I'm walking in Jesus. I'm enjoying Jesus. I'm praising God for all that He has done for me, and excited to look to see what He's going to do in the future. But if you want to call it a game of life, I hope that you're prepared, and I hope that you are studying the rules, that you may know how to play. And many times, even Christians, believers in Jesus Christ, those that have confessed their sin and come to Jesus, no longer look at the rule book and no longer pay any attention to the Word of God. They just go on their merry little way and live the life they want to live and are in the circles that they want to be in and talk to the people that they want to talk to and talk the way they want to talk, which is many times blasphemy unto God. Please that you will listen to what you're saying. Look to what see what you're seeing. Look to what you're seeing. Listen to what you're hearing. Let's check this life of yours out. Let's see if it's a life that's pleasing unto the Lord or if it's very common to the world. Oh, I go to church, and the old heathen down the street, he don't go to church. That doesn't make it. Your life ought to be changing. And you ought to be more like Jesus. And we've got to go according to the rules. And we have the precious rule book right in our hands if you've got the Bible. And I hope the Bible's open today. I hope you've got it open before you as you're looking at that sweet book and studying that sweet book. You know, we need to be careful that we're listening unto the Word of God. We're listening to the judge. It is not what you think or what somebody else thinks. It's not your interpretation of the Word of God. It is the Word of God, the Holy Spirit that lives within a believer. If you are a believer, if you've come by faith to Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives within you, and you have the teacher to teach you His truth. But you can deny that truth. You can turn away from that truth. And you can still stay in the Word, even though you're into the world, even though you're a believer in Jesus Christ. But we need to look unto the truth, the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. As we look down here, it tells us in verse 15 and 16, Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, "Lest therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." I want the Holy Spirit to reveal unto you His precious Word, that you may know Jesus and walk after Jesus and be pleasing unto the Lord Jesus. "Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule," let us mind the same thing. Paul is saying, you have been taught. I have taught you the truth, the Word of God. Now why are you veering from it? Why are you leaving it? Are you saying that today's children are different than the generation before? Are you saying their needs are different and we no longer can preach the truth? We no longer can stand upon the Word of God and hold to the Word of God and preach that truth? If it convicts your heart and upsets you, so be it. That's the Word of God. We will not, we cannot change the Word of God to meet a compromising generation. We cannot change the Word of God just because people change. The Word of God never changes. It is the same today as it was yesterday, as it will be tomorrow. It never changes. God never changes. Now stop trying to move the Word of God and God's truth, trying to mold it into something that's pleasing to you, that fits your lifestyle. You need to fit God's lifestyle. You're the one that needs to change. Now stop changing the Word of God. You can't do it. Oh, you can say the right words, and you can say, and I hate this part. You hear people all the time that the Word of God is not completely the inspired Word of God. That's a lie. This is the inspired and errant Word of God. And you need to stay with it, search it, so that you may close your relationship up with the Lord Jesus to be a closer relationship each and every day. There's no spots that are inspired and other spots are not. This is the Word of God. Now please that you stay with it. Now we have, again, stop paying attention to people and begin to pay attention to the Word of God. Begin to pay attention to the judge we have here in Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. Why doth thou judge thy brother? Or why doth thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, I, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Everyone is going to give an account unto God. Are you ready to do that? Are you going to stand before Him and say, well, so and so, you know, Joe told me that it's okay because that's what his preacher taught him and that's what my preacher taught me, so it must be okay. It's not okay. You need to understand that we serve a God that is going to judge us. And you must look to the Word of God that we may stay upon the truth and stand upon the truth and stop changing and compromising the Word of God. We must stop. We must stop changing, trying to live up to the people. As it says here in verse 2 of the 12th chapter of Romans. Romans chapter 12, the first verse I just read verses was Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. Now we're to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are taking the church, and we are conforming it unto the world so that we can bring the world right into the church and they can be comfortable. And we have a very comfortable church today. We have a very comfortable church. People can come and go. They can live however, whatever lifestyle they want to live, and talk the way they talk, go to the places they want to go to, and they can pop in on Sunday morning and feel very comfortable in most churches today. Well, when the world shows up into this church, they're not comfortable. Because we preach the Word of God, we stand upon the truth, and if it hits you right between the eyes, then it hits you right between the eyes. And you need to get on your knees and confess unto the Lord wherever and however it hits you, because the Holy Spirit's the convictor. The Holy Spirit is the power and strength that's coming right into your heart. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And if we'll take the precious Word of God by the Holy Spirit and bring this Word unto you, it's going to hurt sometimes because you're trying to be like the world. And sad to say, many churches, most churches, have thrown the authority, the Word of God, out because it drives people away. They'd much rather be as the world than as the presence of God and be as the Lord Jesus. They're not willing to change and be like the Lord Jesus. It says here again in chapter 12, verse 2 of Romans, "Be ye transformed." My friend, I'm asking you to change. I'm asking you to leave those wicked ways and come unto the Lord Jesus. And please do it today and do it quickly. As we turn on into Romans once again, all these verses are around the sweet verses of Scripture. "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal it, even this unto you." We're to search the Word of God. "Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule." Let us mind the same thing. Come into the knowledge and the wisdom of God and walk down that road. Walk closer with the Lord Jesus each and every day, confessing that sin that is breaking fellowship with you and the Lord Jesus. And come that we may have the power and the strength and the joy of walking after the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Romans 16, verse 17 and 18. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." That's what we have today. If you would like to sum up most sermons in most churches today, we find them good words and fair speeches. That's what it is. It's not the preaching of the Word of God. I hope your church stands upon the Word of God. And if your church stands upon the truth, the Word of God, and preaches and teaches the Word of God, and the doctrines of your church you can confirm in the Word of God to be true, and stand on them by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and begin to work and to walk and to bring others to Jesus, because that's the only way we can do it. If your church stands there and your preacher stands for that, then you support that church financially. You support it by your being there, be it the Bible studies. Support that church financially and support your pastor as he preaches the truth. My friend, there are far and few between, but there are Bible-preaching churches out there that have stood on the truth and not been compromised by all the social activities and the things that are going around today. They stand upon the Word of God and they're searching it. But it tells us very clear here in Romans chapter 16, once again, Romans 16, 17, and 18, "I beseech you, brethren, I call you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." We got to stay away. If you don't believe what I'm teaching you, and you don't want to believe what I'm showing you in the Word of God, then we don't have fellowship. It's just that simple. And I'm not going anywhere to have fellowship with you. Because, you see, we disagree over the doctrines of the Word of God. And today, man would love to have you. There are big preachers, top-of-the-line preachers as far as the world is concerned, want you to believe that doctrine in a church is not important. If you talk about Jesus, that's good enough. Well, that's not good enough. We must preach Jesus Christ and Jesus saved. But when you begin to change the Word of God, you're changing the words of Jesus, and you can't believe in Jesus and preach something contrary to His Word, and teach something contrary to His Word. And there's a multitude out there that do it. Now, my friend, I'm telling you to stand upon the Word of God. If you're in a church that preaches it, stand there. If you're in a church that doesn't preach that, and your preacher doesn't preach that, then get out. Because time is too short. There's too many people out there dying and going to hell without Jesus, and you have no power to bring them to Jesus unless you get yourself in the Word of God and listen to that precious Word and study that precious Word. Stop trying to bring everybody together and forgetting all the doctrines of the church Because the doctrines of the Word of God should be the doctrine of your church, but most are not. And you should have no fellowship with those that have left the truth. None. Do you understand that? You should have no fellowship with those that have left the truth, the Word of God. And maybe you're back here scratching your head saying, Larry, well, I don't know because I don't know the Word of God. Well, that's the reason you were deceived. That's the reason you've been tricked. That's the reason you've been running halfway across the country to these big meetings that bring everybody together in the name of Christ. My friend, the Antichrist is going to stand right before you at one of those meetings, and you're not even going to know it. The Antichrist is going to stand before you. And when they teach and preach something contrary to the Word of God, that's what you've got. It may not be the Antichrist, but it is a Antichrist. Because if you're not for him, you're against him. My friend, stand for the Word of God. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. They may speak of Christ. They may talk about the Lord Jesus, but they do not serve him. They serve their own bellies. By good words and fair speeches. Boy, is that the sermons we hear in the churches today. So clear. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5. You hear the pages rattling? Well, I hope your Bible's doing the same as you're looking through them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Stay away from them. And again, you don't even know the difference, do you? That's the thing that's terrifying, is you don't see the problem. You don't know what the Word of God teaches. That'll scare you to death. Not knowing what's right and wrong. You don't know the black and white, do you? Because you don't know. You don't know the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm sorry, yes, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's what many try to do. Try to keep everybody together. But it's the unity of the Spirit. The Spirit teaches you the truth, the Word of God. And when you come together with others that teach things contrary to the Word of God, there is no unity. And there is no peace. There cannot be. Verse 13. Ephesians 4. 13, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. I ask that you go to the Word of God and that you come to know Jesus. That you come to know Jesus. We'll go all the way back now to Jude. Right before Revelation. Jude, verse 3. Only one chapter. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you. My friend, it's a battle. It's a battle to stay with the truth, the Word of God, because the old devil constantly wants us to drop the doctrines that we stand for, the doctrines that stand that are built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, the doctrines of His Word. They want us to drop them, forget them, so that we can be one. Well, we cannot be one. If you're one with them, you're one with the devil himself. Get away from them. Stand upon the Word of God. That may mean you stand alone, but stand upon the Word of God. It continues in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk so as ye have us for an example. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk so. My dear friend, that's who I fellowship with here at church. are those that search the Word of God and stand upon the Word of God, and they stand upon the Word of God with me. We have folks come, they hear the Word of God, they don't like the Word of God, and so they leave. Many leave lost. Many leave, they've come, they've come to know Jesus Christ. Some knew Jesus when they come, but they didn't want to know Him because they had to change their life. They're prideful. They got so much knowledge in their head, but there's no wisdom of God up there. And so it causes division, and not long out the door they go. And I praise God that out the door they go, because I don't want them here. If they're going to cause division, I'm here among believers in Jesus Christ that love the Word of God, that search the truth, and know there's not a perfect one here. But they love Jesus, and they want to come to know Jesus in a greater way every day that they live. And that's the reason we're here. We're coming to worship and to praise the name of Jesus. It's important that you search the Word of God and stand upon the Word of God. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk so as ye have us for an example. Then it goes on in verse 18, Philippians chapter 3, 18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, that now I tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. There are many folks out there that attend church every Sunday morning, and maybe in every Bible study that was ever taught, and yet they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Can you imagine that? To be an enemy of the cross of Christ? To be an enemy of the God of this world that has built this world, created this world, created me, spoke into existence everything. And you're saying that they are enemies? And those enemies can be sitting right next to you in church. And they are an enemy of the cross of Christ if they teach any other. My friends, search the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Stay upon the Word of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I told you we had a lot of verses of Scripture to get through today. It's all built around these verses in Philippians. The importance of standing, of being separated, to walk upon the Lord Jesus Christ, His power and His strength, and no other way. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17. It tells us here that I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons to warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son, faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. The doctrine of the Word of God. We must stand upon the Word of God. We must search the Word of God. We must know the truth. We must mark them that walk with us. We must mark them that walk against us. And we must fellowship and grow with believers that search the Word of God and study the Word of God by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and not by every wind of doctrine. And my friend, today that's the condition of most people, even believers. They are moved by every wind of doctrine. My friend, you know, we've been on this section for an awful long time. And we're going to continue it next week. Because there's nothing more important than you coming to Jesus. And then being a servant of the Lord Jesus, a believer that is walking after Jesus, working with the ministries of Christ that He has you to be in, to search His Word, to know His will, to know His way, to have the mind of Christ. Unity of the Spirit, not unity of man. My friend, I'm going to ask you again. What are you going to do with Jesus?